who spoke directly to us. Their music, their lyrics, the energy. It just didn't get any bigger than The Who.
They were one of the biggest bands that everybody wanted to see.
It was just one of the go-to bands, like the Rolling Stones and The Who.
They're coming to Cincinnati, and the second we heard about it, we were just beyond excited.
It was huge, right?
It was big time.
Right.
Once we had those tickets, it was like gold. I felt like putting it in a safety deposit box. The anticipation was amazing.
I'd put a show on sale, and it would be gone in minutes, because the band were at their peak. I think I'm safe in saying they were probably the biggest rock and roll band in the world at that time.
And our shows were long in those days, they were 2 hours. It becomes like a whirlwind. It becomes like a dream zone in a way. But that dreadful night of the 3rd of December became one of the worst dreams I've ever had in my life.
It's something that I'll surely remember on my deathbed. You know, I've only maybe got 20, 30, 40 people that I remember who've passed in my life that I really care about. But, you know, the 11 from Cincinnati are part of that number.
On December 3rd, 1979, 11 people were killed at a Who concert outside the Riverfront Coliseum in downtown Cincinnati.
We was up at the top and everybody was just pushing. I was on the bottom for about 20 minutes.
You was being stomped by for 20 minutes?
I couldn't breathe. I thought I was dying. I lost my shoe. We were with these people right here and he's dying.
What happened? Was this just too much pushing? Or was it
people would not stop. Yeah. They had intercoms going, move back, and nobody would move. Oh, it's a wreck in there.
People were just getting stamped on us. She was underneath and I was trying to pull her out, and everybody was stamping on everybody.
You couldn't get up?
No, you couldn't get up, man. People were pushing all over everywhere.
Were they trying to control the crowd? The people, the organizers?
They couldn't.
Felt like I was in a pool trying to get out. I felt like I was drowning.
The hope I die before I get old, that became real. More real than we ever desired.
I would have never imagined, you know, people being killed trying to get into see a concert. I mean,
nobody was prepared for what happened.
Well, if we hadn't been playing the show in Cincinnati that night, 11 people would still be alive.
In this podcast, we'll look at what happened that horrible night and what has happened since. We'll hear from those who were there, those who lost loved ones, and from surviving members of The Who, Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, and their longtime manager, who was there that night. This is The Night That Changed Rock.